Yananasakaya Shakshuranitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurudena Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai. So when Lord Ramachandra appeared in this world, Lord Ramachandra was none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan himself, Lord Vasudev. It is said actually that the Chaturvyuha, first that is Govinda, Krishna, and from Krishna expands Lord Balaram. From Balaram comes the first Chaturvyuha, which is Vasudev, Sankarsan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. And from them expands Narayan. And then from Narayan expands many Vishnu forms come, and a second Chaturvyuha manifests. Again, Vasudev, Sankarsan, Arjuna, and Aniruddha. So these personalities appeared as Lord Ramachandra, his brothers, Lakshman, Bharat Lakshman, and Satrughna. So who is Hanuman? Sometimes Hanuman is worshipped like another manifestation of the Supreme Lord. After all over India, especially in the north, we find so many temples dedicated to Hanuman, and sometimes we hear Lord Hanuman, and then who is Hanuman? Who is Hanuman? So it is described that Hanuman is the son of Vayu. So Vayu is one of the devatas. The devatas are not expansions, not direct expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appears in the form of Vishnu Tattva. But they are in a separate category. In fact, the devatas are in the category of Jiva Tattva. Jiva Tattva means living beings who are particles of the Supreme Lord. But then the devatas are extremely powerful, and we are also particles of the Supreme Lord, jivas, but not so powerful. So Hanuman, being the son of Vayu, at the same time though, his mother, Anjana, had been cursed. She was also from the celestial regions, but somehow or other, on one occasion, she had inappropriately developed lusty desires towards a sage, and as a result, she was cursed to take her birth as a monkey. However, immediately upon receiving the curse, she was very humble and apologetic, and therefore the curse was softened, and it was said, yes, you must take birth as a monkey, but as soon as you have given birth to a child, you may return to your original position. And thus Hanuman then took his birth as the son of Anjana, and his father being Vayu. He's sometimes known as Anjaneya. So we understand the position of Hanuman, that he's not exactly the Supreme Lord, but why is Hanuman being worshipped then in so many temples in India and by so many people. The reason is that Hanuman is the devotee of the Lord. He's the devotee of the Lord. So scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam says, Mad Bhakta Pujya Pyadika, that one must worship the devotee of the Lord. So Hanuman is the devotee of the Lord, who is, as a devotee, the embodiment of service. Because after all, that is what it means to be a devotee. I mean, it is not simply crying tears, but it is also doing something for the Lord. Hanuman was brought an entire mountain. Hanuman was such a servant. He was not merely just serving by great prayer, but Hanuman was ready to do anything. Hanuman carried the Lord. It is said that when Ram and Lakshman traveled to the south to look for Sita, because some indication had been there from dying Jatayu, who had fought with Ram as he was abducting Sita, an indication was that she was taken to the south. So they went south, and then they met Hanuman. Hanuman had mystic power, and Hanuman was able to take different forms. So Hanuman took the form of a Brahmana at that time. And he met these two princes, Ram and Lakshman. He had been sent by Sugriva. Sugriva thought that they might be enemies and that they might be connected allies of his inimical brother Bali. Therefore, Sugriva had sent Hanuman to check it out. And Hanuman as a Brahmana appeared before them. And Hanuman, in a very cultured and learned way, approached them. He spoke even on the right note. It is said that if you want to address someone properly, you have to not only use the right words, but even the right note. Not too low, not too high, but just right. So Hanuman found the right tone. Hanuman found the right words, the words of respect and glorified both the princes who had come, and at the same time humbly inquired. He glorified and said, "You are certainly not appearing like ascetics who live in the forests. Rather, although you are dressed in the simple dress of forest dwellers, in tree bark and so on, I can see by your muscular build that you are actually very powerful personalities. I think you must be great, powerful kshatriyas, rulers and kings. So possibly you have come to the forest to engage in hunting practices or for performing some austerities. Kindly allow us to welcome you here in this forest and disclose to us the purpose of your mission." So in this way Hanuman was speaking. And then it was Lakshman who responded. Lakshman said, he said that here is Ramachandra. He is the Yuvaraj. He is the crown prince in the Raghu dynasty, a glorious dynasty that rules the entire earth. And we are now in this forest, on a mission in search of Sita. And Hanuman could see that Lakshman is very sincere. And after Hanuman had described the glorious Ramachandra, then Hanuman never said, after Lakshman had described, then Lakshman never said, "I am his younger brother." If he would have said that, he would have shared in the glory. Hanuman said, "I am his servant." So that impressed Hanuman deeply, and he could see that they are very sincere personalities, and he could see they would be suitable allies for Sugriva in his fight with Bali. So then Hanuman took his original monkey form and introduced himself as, "I am the minister of Sugriva, who is the king of the monkeys, and I will bring you to him." And he requested them to mount on his back. And within moments, Hanuman carried them up the mountain. So Hanuman is known as the carrier of the Lord, even more so than Garuda. It said he's even a greater carrier of the Lord than Garuda. Hanuman has carried the Lord many times on his back, sometimes flying through the sky. So Hanuman is serving the Lord in many, many ways. It is said that Lord Ramachandra made an alliance with Sugriva, and ultimately the monkeys helped Lord Ramachandra in finding Sita, and they were dispatched in different directions, and the best of the monkeys were sent to the south, because that's where Sita was supposed to have gone. So Hanuman was there, and Hanuman was very powerful. At one point, they came to the south, and they had just not been able to find Sita. So they were contemplating to give up their body. Sugriva had made it clear, "Don't come back unsuccessful. If you're not back with success in 1 month, don't bother to return." Which basically, if you return, there's no more life for you here. So in this way, the monkeys had been searching and not found, and many decided to give up their life and fast. Then there was an old vulture, an old vulture who lived there, who thought, "Look at this. The Lord has sent me all this food and my good fortune." And at that time, the monkey started speaking. They said, "Oh, now we will die here, a miserable death. And that is all because we haven't found Sita. Although Jatayu, before he died, said that Sita went to the south, there's not a trace from her." When the vulture heard Jatayu has died, he said, Jatayu is my younger brother. He has died. Oh, I am so sad to hear." Then they disclosed everything to that vulture, and about Jatayu, how he fought with Ravana. And Jatayu then had to continue his fast because his food now became his allies. And Jatayu then, vultures have this telescopic vision. So with his vision, he could actually see Sita on the island of Lanka, which was 800 miles away. And yes, at that time, the monkeys were greatly celebrating. Now they knew the whereabouts of Sita. And it was at that time that, different monkeys were talking about how they would get to Lanka. And they said, "Well, various monkeys were ready to jump to Lanka. Angada was ready to jump. Said, yes, I think I can jump there, 800 miles, but I'm not sure if I can come back. Jambavan, who was there, he said, I'm very old now. I can jump 700 miles, but not 800. Hanuman was quiet. Hanuman never said that he could jump that distance. But then Jambavan was the one who said that Hanuman could surely do it, because he was very powerful. And then Jambavan began to describe the glories of Hanuman's power. He said once, when Hanuman appeared, that at that time, his mother, who had been cursed, and who had come from the heavenly planets, his mother, at that time, had the benediction that after she had given birth to a child, she could return to the heavenly planets. So she was about to go. Anjana was about to leave. And Hanuman said, wait a minute, where are you going? She said, sorry, but I have to go now. There was a curse, and now I can return to the heavenly planets, so I must go. Hanuman said, wait a minute, you cannot go. You are my mother, and I am hungry. So, therefore, she said, don't worry. Just eat anything that is red and round. So, Hanuman was there, and she left. In the night, there was nothing red and round. But then in the morning, the sun was rising, and Hanuman saw, it's red, it's round. There he went, he jumped for the sun. He went straight for the sun, but of course, you know, it was alarm that some demon was attacking the sun. For a moment they thought it was Rahu. But anyway, Indra took action and threw his thunderbolt, which hit Hanuman really hard on the jaw and even left him unconscious. So Vayu became very disturbed when his son was in that condition. And therefore Vayu withdrew all the air from the universe, which was a complication because suddenly everyone was suffocating. So then all the demigods came forward and they quickly pacified Vayu by offering benedictions to Hanuman. And finally, different benedictions were given. And finally it was Brihaspati who gave Hanuman the knowledge of what to eat. Different fruits that were red and round. So, in this way, Hanuman had great power. And Hanuman got even more power by the blessings of the demigods. But then, as time went on, Hanuman again began to, because he was young and playful and wild, and a monkey after all, again caused disturbance. I mean, that's what monkeys generally do. So one sage, whose ashram became disturbed by this monkey, cursed him that he would forget his own power and that he would only remember his power once he was reminded. So on this occasion, it was Jambavan who reminded Hanuman of his power. And it is then that Hanuman realized his great unlimited strength. And it is then that Hanuman jumped off the mountain and flew on the way to Lanka. So many Hanuman stories, so many wonderful pastimes that Hanuman performed. In this age, you know, children grow up with Superman and Spider-Man, but we don't bother, we have Hanuman who beats all these other super personalities. Because Hanuman is indeed extraordinary. What shall we say? Of course, on a serious note, Hanuman is most glorious for being the devotee of the Lord. And in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, there is a story how Narada Muni was looking for the greatest devotee. And he went to different devotees. First, he found a Brahmana in Prayag who was worshipping the Lord so nicely. And Narada came and said, "Oh, my dear Brahmana, you are the greatest devotee, the greatest devotee." Brahmana covered his ears and said, "Please, please, how can you speak like this? I am simply worshipping the Lord." He said, "But in South India, there is a king. He is worshipping the Lord, even greater than me, because he engages his whole kingdom in the Lord." This king was then visited by Narada. And again, Narada glorified the king, and the king said, "But Lord Shiva is the greatest devotee. He worships even greater than I." So then Narada went to Lord Shiva. Then Lord Shiva said, "Who am I, right? Who am I? I am not at all a devotee of the Lord. So many times I got in trouble with the Lord. I disagree. I have been benedicting different demons and so on. No, how can I be considered a devotee of the Lord?" Said, if anyone is a devotee of the Lord, it's Hanuman. It's Hanuman. So Narada said, "Hanuman, Hanuman, Hanuman." And he came to Hanuman and he just described, Oh Hanuman, you are the greatest devotee of the Lord." And Hanuman covered his ears and Hanuman said, "How can you say such a thing? How can you call me the greatest devotee of the Lord?" He says, "Like, look, when Lord Ramachandra left this planet, all of Ayodhya went back to Godhead. He took everyone with him except me. How am I the greatest devotee of the Lord? He left me behind. And all this time, I have been worshipping the Lord for thousands and thousands of years in separation, somehow or other. I carry on. How can you call me the greatest devotee of the Lord when the Lord didn't allow me to stay in his association?" Think of it like that. He said, "But think of the Pandavas. The Pandavas are such devotees because the Pandavas, the Lord always stayed with them." And then Narada said, "Yes, the Pandavas." And Hanuman said, "The Pandavas." And Narada said, "Jai Pandavas." And Hanuman said, "Jai Pandavas." And then Narada said, "Jai, chalo yaar, let's go." "Let's go." And Hanuman says, "Yes, let's go." And they were ready to leave. And then Hanuman said, I cannot go. Narada said, "What is this? You cannot go? You don't want to see the Pandavas?" He said, "No, I cannot go. You know, the Pandavas, they are very casual with the Lord. Arjuna, acts like his friend, sometimes sits around with him, jokes with him, eats with him, even lies on the same bed." He said, I cannot go there. He said, I cannot be so liberal. You know, after all, I'm a monkey, I have to be careful that I stay in a humble position as a servant. How could I go there and act so intimate with the Lord? No. I cannot go. You go," he said to Narada. And Narada continued his journey. Narayan. And Hanuman remained behind. So in this way, we can see Hanuman's mood of being the servant of the Lord. Hanuman didn't desire anything else, only servants. Even when Narada was ready to take him, "No, I cannot go, because I am just a servant. And that's all I can ever be." So in that mood, we're approaching Hanuman, who is known as the one who perfected dasyam, servitorship. And so we pray to Hanuman to become a great servant of the Lord, who have no other interest than devotional service. Not easy. He has so many interests. So that is why we worship Hanuman. Yes. So Hanuman we worship as the devotee of the Lord, as the servant of the Lord. And therefore, by going to Hanuman, we pray that we may become equally dedicated to the Lord. Because by serving the devotee and remembering the devotee, one also develops the qualities of a devotee. That is our good fortune. Therefore, it is very nice to remember.